Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
That's right, you're checking out the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on The Fan. Got 2 hours to hang out with you. Thank you to everybody who tuned in to the first 2 hours. And thank you to super producer Pete Hoffman. We've gone and started with the NBA and free agency. We got players bouncing around all over the place. Gordon Hayward is going to be a Charlotte Hornet. Steven Adams gets traded to the Pelicans. And Fred VanVleet ends up re-signing with the Toronto Raptors, who will be playing in Tampa. So there's a lot going on. And so we'll get back to the Knicks in a little while. And then obviously we just spent some time talking about the New York Jets with Connor Hughes of The Athletic. And as always, your calls as well. All right? It's extremely easy to reach me. I'm on all social media at JR Sport Brief. And right now, I know it's a wild year, 2020, and wild schedules. Free agency starts the week before Thanksgiving in the NBA. Major League Baseball just finished about a month ago. Same thing for the NBA. So things are wild. And speaking of Major League Baseball, earlier this week, I had a conversation with Darryl Strawberry. And we had an opportunity to pretty much chat about a whole lot. The Hall of Fame. I got his opinion on Steve Cohen taking over the Mets. I asked him about, you know, what his experience was like playing under the Wilpons and the Double Days, the Hall of Fame. There's so much. So I want to go ahead and share that with you right now. Here is my main man, myself. I'm setting it up with Darryl Strawberry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you, and we got a legend with us right now. Okay, this is someone who is a 4-time World Series champ. He was a Rookie of the Year. He was an 8-time All-Star. He's given back to the community in many different ways. We're going to talk about it. It's my main man, Darryl Strawberry. Darryl, how you doing?
I'm doing good, JR. Thanks for having me.
No, I appreciate you for taking the time to hop on. I mean, I got to ask you about your former team. There's a guy, Robinson Cano. He's suspended a second time, steroids. Do you think this man's career is over? I mean, he's going to be 39 by the time he comes back. He has the X on his back.
Well, it's definitely a sad day for him and his family and his circle of people. You know, obviously, he's been through this process before. And of course, there's a lot there. You know, you're talking about $24, $25 million loss. And, you know, it's going to hurt who he is. And, you know, all the things that he accomplished when he played in New York City, and, you know, he went on to go free agent and end up in Seattle. And you know, these things have really caused him a lot of problems. You know, the distraction from, you know, him playing at the highest level that he's capable, because he's such a fine young player, you know, and his tools speaks for itself. But, you know, at the same time, you know, he continues to fall short in some areas. And, you know, I just hope that, you know, he can really think about, you know, where he's at and where he's going and what's next for himself.
When something like this happens, what does this mean towards his teammates and for the organization?
Well, it kind of crushes the organization more than anything. And, you know, teammates, you know, they have to move on. Players have to move on regardless of what happens to a guy. It's just like a guy getting hurt. You still got to move on. And, you know, guys feel that pain for a minute, you know, or so, because they know he could be a productive player for me. He could help them in so many ways. But, you know, when it comes down like that, when they say, when it comes down with news like that, it's not good news. It'd be a different story if you was hurt, you tore your knee or something like that, working out and trying to get ready and get in shape. But, you know, when you have that kind of news that guys really realize that they have to move forward and we got to try to prepare ourselves for the 2021 season.
We're chatting it up with Daryl Strawberry. Daryl, talking about the organization, we know the Mets are under new ownership. Steve Cohen is now the man in charge. What does this mean for the team moving forward?
Well, it means that they, have a new ownership, a guy that loves the franchise, a guy that really cares about winning, cares about the fans. I think that's more important than anything. Your fan base is who you are. And for the Mets fan base, it's been just a horrible feeling for, the last decade or so, that they haven't really won a championship. Of course, they've been, in the series, but they've been in playoffs, but still fans like to win. Nobody wants to continue to go home empty-handed. And, for a very long time, it's been very frustrating for them, with the ownership that was there in the past. But, now you have a guy that's stepping in, and hopefully he will come in and turn things around and make it exciting for, baseball in Queens again.
Well, you were on that last World Series team in 86. I know it's been a while. Met fans certainly know it's been a while. What was your overall experience with both the Double Days and Nelson and then also the Wilpons?
Well, I had great experience with Fred Wilpon and Double Day when they were owners. And, I just think when Fred turned the team over to his son, it was a little different story, different personality than it was before. As Fred and Doubleday, they were more into the players and, more into the fact that we wanted to win more than anything. And, I think over the last decade or so, they just kind of put teams together, pieced teams together. They really never pieced the caliber of players together that, had the desire and know the desire of winning, what it takes to win in New York City. You can't just show up to the ballpark, man. Fans are dedicated there and they know the game, and when you suck, they're going to let you know. And that's, that's part of it, and can't players handle that? And I think in our time we played, players handled that because we really thrived in that situation, to be the best that we could be. And I think that's important when you play in New York City.
Well, we know Theo Epstein, he just decided to step down from the Cubs and he wants to take a year off. Do you think there's any coaxing him to Queens?
Well, I don't know. Guys get burnt out a little bit, when they're around baseball for so long and, taking some time off is, especially after last season, what they all had to experience last season, with COVID-19, it really wasn't a season like you would really want to have, going into 2020 and hopefully 2021 will be a different setting for, baseball, how they go into the season and stuff like that. But you just really don't know at this point. And I'm quite sure, general managers, just like players, you can get burnt out and you need a break from it.
Daryl, when you talk about what's gone on in baseball just this past year and dealing with COVID and having the 2 months and then also the postseason, what are your overall thoughts on the year? I mean, I hear you hear MVP and Cy Young and yeah, you can only play the games that were presented to you. But what do you think about the season overall, what we just got?
I don't really think it was an overall season. I think it was just a season in the middle of a crisis, and you had to make the best out of it. And probably for some players that don't like being around fans and fans booing them, probably was good for them, But I just, most guys, I know they like to play in front of fans because you can, your performance is so much greater when you do that in front of fans. And because they really push you and drive you to, be better at what you're doing. So I think it was really challenging for a lot of guys. And, just having a short season and being able to give away awards, I think they should have just pushed those two kind of to the side and say, hey, everybody's the MVP. Everybody has, put their life on the line to play in a year like this. And we just need to make the most out of it for all the players. I think, all the players were MVP from, going out there and playing under, those kind of conditions.
Well, Daryl, I'll tell you this. One thing I certainly missed this past season were the Houston Astros getting booed. Everybody got punished except for the players out there. I mean, we might got a fastball here and there, but I feel like they got off scot-free.
Well, they're no different than anybody else. Everybody cheats. They just got caught. Baseball has been a game for sports, cheating for a very long time. And if you know how to do it, and getting away with it, it works for to your advantage. I think what happened with them is just it's more social media and more TV stuff, you know, that they have, you know, in their dugouts and stuff. We didn't have that in the times of playing. So you learn how to steal signs a different way. So stealing signs is part of the game. You know, they just went a little bit too much overboard with stealing signs.
Okay. Well, final questions here. You're beloved in New York. Met fans love you. Yankee fans love you. You're one of the rarities there. What message would you have for Met fans moving forward?
Well, I would hope that they would get some real dedicated players. Not that the players not are dedicated, but that really want to be there. And I would hope they get some more players that can actually play, you know, be able to go first to third, you know, and get ball players that can do all kind of things instead of just one thing. I think you need more of those type of players on your team. We had that on our teams that I was coming. Guys can do a little bit of everything. Guys can run, steal bases. It's not always about hitting home runs. You got to learn how to manufacture runs in different ways. And I think a lot of times they think, well, the home run isn't going to always come. That's not going to always happen. Yeah, of course, I was a home run hitter, but we learned to score runs. You know, you learn to set the table up, and being able to be more fundamentally sound, I think, is important. Being able to get runners over, being able to get runs in from third base, you know, with less than two outs, you know, those kind of things are so important for you to be successful and learn how to win in New York City.
Well, isn't that a lost art just in general across all of baseball? I mean, you can have stats and analytics and numbers, but sometimes it's like the gut and the soul of baseball is lost into a computer, no?
Well, yeah, the gut and soul of baseball is lost inside of a computer, because either you have talented players or you don't, you know, and I think it's so important. The difference between the Dodgers, you know, they're very talented players, you know, and that's why they've been able to get to the World Series so many times. They finally, you know, got over the hump, you know, and finally won one. But, you know, they've been there for a while because of the talent, kind of talent they have, you know, building the farm system. I think the Mets got to get back to building the farm system. When I came up, we had a lot of players in the farm system that were very talented, and your championship teams are going to come from your homegrown players in your farm system. And you got to get back to rebuilding that. I think that's so important, so critical for them.
We're chatting it up with Darryl Strawberry. When you talk about the talent that Major League Baseball has, it sometimes seems like they're lacking in the promotion of that talent. Like the talent and their personalities are suppressed. What are your thoughts on that in trying to grow the game? And Mike Trout could walk through the mall right now, and, you know, he wouldn't get that same response as another star athlete here in the country.
Well, yeah, it's different, you know, because, you know, baseball's so different now. And, you know, and those players are great players, and they have the recognition, Trout and all these different guys. But I think you have to blend in more. You got to blend in, you know, more African-American players. You know, in my days, it was more of that, and more a lot of us that were stars in the game and stuff like that. And I think that has made a difference in, you know, recognition, you know, from teams. You know, and I think there are other things that make recognition from teams, because you only have one good player on the team. It doesn't suit you. You're not going anywhere, you know. And I think what happened back in the days of our playing, we had five, six stars on the team, which made people come out to the ballpark to see. Even when we were like on the road, you know, they thought we were like a rock star team, you know, because we had names. You know, you had Gooden, you had Hernandez, you had Carter, you had Knight, you know, you had Mitchell, you had, you know, different players, you know, just along the line that was always going to do something, and fans enjoy that. And I think when you have a player and you stack all your ingredients in one player, it's not going to bring about a winning. And I think that's why you saw the Dodgers were, like I said before, so successful, because they had so many different players with stardom on them, and they do so many different things, and they could beat you in so many different ways. So a lot of teams are not like that. And we used to be like that back in the 80s. That's what made us so good. Back in the 90s when I played with the Yankees, that's why we were so good.
Man, you talk about stacking talent, Darryl. We finally, unfortunately, we didn't get the Hall of Fame this year. Derek Jeter is going to go in next season, but we just saw the ballot and Nick Swisher is on it. Okay, solid player. Okay, he's a solid dude, but Nick Swisher is on a Hall of Fame ballot. Do you feel Cooperstown has gotten watered down?
Well, you know, you don't want to come against any player. You know, every player that goes out there, they put their heart into what they're doing. I just think the talent is level is not what it used to be. You know, when the Bonds and the Clemens and those guys should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame too, you know, one day. And, you know, the players of the times that we played were players that you come to the ballpark and you was like, I got to watch these guys play because these guys are really good and they do special things every night. So, you know, and I just think the player level is just not at the same as it was. You know, I think it's so much easier to be in the big leagues today. You don't have to be, you know, a guy that is productive, you know, like you know, most guys. And you could be on the bench and you could be making $10 million sitting on the bench today. You couldn't do that in our days. $10 million players were on the field. So it's a different time. You know, it's a different ball game.
Darryl, I appreciate it. I need you to send a message quick before we get out of here. There's a lot of spoiled New York Yankee fans out here that think they need to win the World Series every year. I'm from the Bronx, New York. I might be a spoiled Yankee fan, but I understand the realities. What message would you have for Yankee fans who, you know, kind of side-eyeing the Mets right now, not happy with their own situation?
Well, I think the problem with the Yankees is they think too much of the home run, long ball is going to win. It can only win so many games at so many times. You got to do the little things, you know, and what I see their downfall is doing the little things. You got to be able to get runners in. You got to be able to move runners over. Yes, you got guys in your lineup that could hit home runs, but you got guys in your lineup that strike out a lot too, you know, in situations. So you got to be different. And when you get to the playoffs, you can get away with that during the course of a season, but you can't get away with that in preseason because preseason, you're not facing the number four and five. You're facing the number one and two starters, and they're going to be pretty darn good, and you're going to have to beat them in a different way. So for Yankee fans, that's what they have to learn how to do. I mean, I played on some great Yankee teams, and we were great at what we did because we did the little things to win ball games. And if they can get back to that, they can get better. I know the Mets are on the other side. They're on the other side of the end. They got to get better all the way around to be able to get to the next level.
All right. We've been chatting it up with Darryl Strawberry. Darryl, I'm still trying to find the best yoga instructor for Stanton and Judge to get those hamstrings and the muscles and everything loose. But I'm going to keep you out of that conversation. I don't want to drag you into that one, okay?
Yeah, keep me out of that conversation. They just need to work training off season on a lot of stretching so they won't get hurt so much.
A big shout out to Darryl Strawberry for joining us here on The Fan. Listen, I know a lot of people have been stuck in the house. People can't necessarily get out to the gym, but yoga never hurt nobody. Nice for stability. So if you're sitting in front of that TV and you got a little mat or a little rug or sitting on the carpet, you could stretch out. That's certainly something that Stanton and Judge and maybe Sanchez, too, can use. Maybe it will improve him behind the plate. So thank you once again for Darryl Strawberry for taking the time to hop on here with me on The Fan. So much to unpack from what Darryl said. And a big shout out to Darryl. You know, he's obviously worked and been sober for years now. He's working with a company called Monument. And they did a video seminar this week. So a big shout out to the platform Monument that's helping people just maintain sobriety and keeping clean in their own lives. Now, having said that, Darryl said a lot. And one of the more, I don't want to say striking things that he said, came down about the Hall of Fame and the caliber of players that we have in Major League Baseball. And this is my interpretation of it. We got a lot of one-trick ponies in baseball. We don't have players that have come out and have been developed. And I literally almost fell out of my chair when I took a look at just like folks who were on the ballot. When I took a look at some of these names, I'm just like, really? I understand. They're not getting into the Hall of Fame. They're just strictly on the ballot. And for me, it doesn't matter if Mark Burley, Torrey Hunter, Shane Victorino, Nick Swisher, as great of a guy and as funny and enlightening and cool as a dude as he is, Nick Swisher couldn't believe that he was on the damn Hall of Fame ballot. And so Darryl Strawberry makes an excellent point in that just what you have to do as a baseball player. The baseball players are paid more money, okay? They are. God bless them. Everybody should get paid more money. Everybody. Just you, me, everybody. Get paid more money. Fine. But do you have an enhanced skill set? Are you an all or nothing baseball player? Darryl mentioned we got guys who can hit home runs, but then just strike out all the time. Well, hello, Gary Sanchez. I mean, come on. Can we at least get some players in here who are fundamentally sound? Is that lacking? Are players coming up? It's like, hey, you're not going to need that button in the big leagues, so just keep out of it. So Darryl thinks the talent level is not what it used to be. He also said guys like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, they should be in a Hall of Fame. He also said Pete Rose should be in a Hall of Fame. And Pete Rose, recently he says, listen, yeah, I still get the betting. I still bet. So, I mean, you take it for what it is. I got no problem. Look, Barry Bonds would have been in the Hall of Fame regardless. Roger Clemens would have been in the Hall of Fame regardless. Okay, these were players who were already great, who gave themselves a boost. All right, I can't split hairs with anybody if you say they don't belong in the Hall of Fame. I personally don't care either way. I am more offended that we can legitimately look at a Hall of Fame ballot and go, Shane Victorino, Nick Swisher, next to someone, and man, they're not getting in, but still next to the name of Derek Jeter? I got to scratch my head. And what the hell is this next generation going to look like? We're going to have a bunch of mashers who just strike out a million times, but they hit a bunch of home runs, and it's like, boom, Hall of Famer. And so in that regard, I agree with Dow Strawberry. The talent level is not what it used to be. We can't take anything away from the Lindors, and we can't take anything away from Fernando Tatis Jr., and we can go to the Angels, and we can look at Trout. We have amazing players. Betts, there are guys out here who are amazing athletes. But those guys, I would say that they're the exceptions. Baseball, it seems, has moved into a place where we got specialty players. What do you do good? Oh, you can run fast, but you can't hit? Okay, well, forget being a pinch runner. We'll just bat you, first. Oh, well, you can hit the ball 500 yards? Okay, who cares about your on-base percentage? It's more important that you bat in this spot. And I'm glad Darryl agreed with me. I said, look, the soul, the heart, the guts of Major League Baseball have been ripped out. And they sit inside of a computer. And the last time I checked, unless we're moving into Terminator or HAL, computers are pretty soulless. You know, I don't know if I can talk to Siri in my house, or I don't know if I can talk to Alexa and get a damn soul out of it. I can get some answers, but I don't know if I'm going to get some common sense. I don't know if I'm going to get some heart. I don't know if I'm going to get human reasoning. I don't know if we have that much artificial intelligence in the world. We haven't gotten there yet. And that's what it seems like baseball is doing a whole lot relying on. So I want to stop and take some of your phone calls, okay? 877-337-6666. What are your thoughts on what Dow Strawberry had to say? You know, is Major League Baseball, is the talent level in a different space from when he played? You know, are the players babied a little bit more? I'll take your calls on what Straw had to say. Plus, Jets, Knicks, Giants, we got a lot to talk about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.